Lesson 55, Unit 14.
第十四单元第五十五课。
We know the two Japanese girls were coming to Beijing for a visit with their classmates or with their friends. And something more about the trip. Please look at the pictures. Look at what Miyoko had done before she went on her trip.Talk about it with your partner.
好，我们看一看 Miyoko 在她准备到中国来旅行之前，她做了一些什么。
Picture 1, Picture 2, Picture 3, and Picture 4. Now watch carefully. Now in Picture 1, we see Miyoko is trying onA new pair of shoes, a new pair of leather tennis shoes.
那第一幅图片我们可以看到她正在试穿一双新的网球鞋，啊，是皮革的。
And the second, in picture two, we can see Miyoko reading a book. What book? Maybe a book on China.A book about Beijing.
他可能在看的是什么书呢？可能是看的有关中国和有关北京的书。
Just use your mind, or just guess.
大家可以猜测，也可以自己去想象。
Now in picture three, we see Miyoko preparing for the trip.
我们可以看到他正在为这个旅行做准备。
So getting something ready.For the trip,
正在收拾一些东西。
And in picture four, we see Miyoko using his computer, working at her computer.
那么第四幅我们可以看到他正在电脑上。
Now what is he doing? Now what is she doing? Maybe she is...Looking for some information about China, or maybe she's looking for some information on Beijing, or maybe she's doing shopping online.
那么可能她是在找有关中国的有些信息，有可能呢，也是在找有关北京的一些新消息，也可能她是在网上购物。那么大家可以发挥自己的想象力。那么通过这个四幅图片的观察，然后根据你自己的想象，啊，可以首先写一篇 Miyoko 在去北京之前他做了哪些准备工作。请大家注意，在写这段文字的时候，啊，要尽量的多用一些过去完成时态，就他已经做了什么，他已经做了什么，他已经做了什么。
You may begin as follows.
你可以看下面这样一些来开始你的短文。
So Miyoko was going to Beijing. Before she left,
在她离开之前 ,before she left,
she had bought a pair of leather tennis shoes.
她买了一双羊皮的网球鞋。
It cost $30.
花了三十美金。
She had read some books about China.
她看过了一些有关中国的书。
She had read some books about China. She had also got much information on Beijing. She had also got much information on Beijing.
她同时，她还在计算机上，啊，获得了有关许多关于北京的信息。
And some photos of Beijing too.
同时他从因特网上还获取了一些北京的照片。请大家注意
had bought, had read, had got.
那么由助动词 had 加过去分词就构成了过去完成时态。那么过去完成时态是表示在过去某一时间之前所 完成的动作和完成的行为。那么刚才这一段呢，是表示那个日本女孩在离开日本之前她所做的一切，也就是表示过去的过去所做的事。那么过去完成时态特别要注意的是助动词用 had， 后面呢要接动词的过去分词。 For example， 在我们平常表达在过去的过去所完成的事，通常用在宾语从句的结构里面。例如老师说他已经教过我们这一课。 The teacher said she had taught us the lesson. She had taught us the lesson 是老师说之前已经进行的动作。我告诉你，我已经学了将近2000个英文单词。I told you that I had learned about 2,000 English words. The I had learned about 2,000 English words 是表示我告诉你这个情况之前啊，累积我已经完成的动作。同时，过去完成时也经常用在描述过去的发生的一个故事里面。如果强调某一个动作是在过去的某一个时间之前完成的，那这个时候呢就通常用过去完成时。例如在我决定买这个鞋之前，我做过许多的调查。 So, I had searched for a lot of information on the internet我在网上已经搜寻了许多新信息 before I bought the pair of shoes， 在我买这双鞋之前。所以要注意过去完成时这个概念在我们汉语里面往往是大家没有这个意识或者没有这个概念，而在英语里面呢，特别在写东西或说话的时候要注意正确的运用过去完成时态。Now, so much for this lesson.